Morning, Dr. Schneider. Dictated in a pre and post market latest virology report on Blair Byram. This goes to Dr. Angela Thompson on 8/15/22. Mr. Byram performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 1/12/22, there's been slight deterioration, period, of paragraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease showing mild progression. Next, six-minute walk test on Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, Martin. This goes to Debbie Varnum, FNP. On 8/15/22, Mrs. Martin performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 385 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 94%, period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a six-minute walk test on William Byrus, B-Y-R-U-S. This goes to Adam Thompson, PA. On 8/15/22, Mr. Byrus performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 361 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period. No paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on James Mulcahy, M-U-L-C-A-H-Y. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 8/15/22, Mr. Mulcahy performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 322 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 97%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Caudill, C-A-U-D-I-L-L. This goes to the VA. On 8/15/22, Mr. Caudill performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a mild degree of airways obstruction, period. Optimal effort is questioned due to a very low peak flow rate, period. After bronchodilators, the patient had normal study with improved effort. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/6/22, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study. Period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Angela Craven. This goes to Kathy Johnson, PA. On 8/15/22, Mrs. Craven performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was slightly less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. There was a poor effort after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/10/21, there's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph impression, moderate to severe restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity, showing no significant change. Thank you.